circuses in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. Yeah, and the other is in his hands. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles. And she puts her hands in her back pockets, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all the things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Expecting rain. They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath her window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into desolation. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way about an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bombed the cigarette. Then he went off sniffing green pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Yes, I received your letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing. Was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they are quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no more.